Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The DH, Sixto Lascano. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dick Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The right fielder, Junior Moore. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Proley. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvie throws the ball into Molitor, who tags Pryor, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Proley covering, for the out. One out. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Moore reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor bunts towards the mound. Proley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Molitor moves to third. Money moves to second. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Lizcano moves to second. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lizcano moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor strikes out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Colburn and he is out, Morrison applying the tag. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Money reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lizcano hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Colburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Colburn moves to third. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to home to get Colburn. Morrison moves to third. Pryor moves to second. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morrison scores. Pryor scores. Moore moves to third. It's Brewers, 2, White Sox, 2. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Johnson moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to home to get Moore. Johnson moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Scarbury now pitching. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Yount reaches second base with a double. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colburn hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Money is called out on strikes. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Ed Farmer now pitching. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazcano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lazcano hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Caldwell. Lemon moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-3 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Nordhagen reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Claudel Washington pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell spins, and has Washington trapped. He throws to Money, who tags Washington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Claudel Washington now playing right field. Junior Moore now playing left field. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yount bunts towards the mound. Farmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to third. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's Brewers, 3, White Sox, 3. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colburn hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Oglavy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morrison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lizcano strikes out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Golasso now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Johnson strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is walked intentionally. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Harry Chappas pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Harry Chappas now playing shortstop. Greg Pryor now playing third base. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Money is called out on strikes. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Thomas is walked intentionally. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lizcano takes first base on ball 4. Molitor scores. Thomas moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. It's 4-3, Brewers. Fred Howard now pitching. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naerodny pinch hits for Mike Squires. Bill Naerodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naerodny is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.